The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's begin with this one from Women's Day, Keep Kids Safe on Social Media. What would my kid do for the chance to go viral? That's what many parents are asking now after hearing about challenge videos sweeping the internet. Some are benign, flip a bottle so that it lands upright. Some are gross, eat a couple of bananas with lemon-lime soda for a vomitous explosion. And others are downright dangerous, blindfold yourself and cross the street, ingest a detergent pod, light yourself on fire. Yes, these are real. All involve recording the stunt and sharing the video with peers for a reaction. Teens and late preteens may be the most likely to join in, but with access to smartphones and tablets, younger kids are vulnerable too, says Free N. Hess, D.O., emergency medicine pediatrician and founder of PediMom or PettyMom.com. Here's how to help your kids make smart choices. Just talk. Nothing you say has to be perfect, says Dr. Hess. More important is that you bring it up in the first place. Your kid will roll his eyes and maybe even actively ignore you, but that's fine. He is listening, though it may take several one-sided conversations before you break through. Say, hey, I know you think I don't know what's going on, and you're right, I don't. Tell me about that challenge, suggests Dr. Hess. Explain her brain. While these challenges legitimately may seem nuts to you, your child's mind doesn't work like yours. An adolescent's brain is still maturing, says Hess, and areas that control decision-making and self-regulation are still in development. Explain how this may make her do risky things, but point out that you understand she may feel excluded and that it's tough to make the right decisions. Ask your child to predict. Have him work out both the worst-case scenario and the likely but still unpleasant outcome, suggests the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Communications and Media. For instance, with the Kylie Jenner lip challenge involving sucking in a shot glass or bottle to create a vacuum to plump your lips, the worst outcome may be scarring and long-term damage to lips, but the likely one is pain, swelling, and bruising. It's even the less awful result worth it for an Instagram post? And give her a new outlet. Part of being a teen is doing activities that deliver an adrenaline rush. Find things that appeal to this desire, like ziplining, rock climbing, or roller coasters, says Dr. Hess. And say yes to safe stunts like the mannequin challenge or charity-driven ones like the ALS ice bucket challenge. From Family Circle, we have health news, and these are a bunch of smaller headlines. First, the truth about vape juice. You found an e-cigarette in your daughter's sock drawer, but she swears she doesn't use vape juice with nicotine. She may actually think that, and she could be wrong. Out of a group of teens who thought they were using only nicotine-free products, 40% of them had nicotine in their system, according to a new Stony Brook University study. It's likely because kids are not aware, and the perception is that e-cigarettes are safe and nicotine-free, says study author Rachel Boykin, MD. She suggests asking your kids' perspective on the risks of vaping without implying they're in trouble. Then, cluing them in on when it comes to vaping, the term nicotine-free doesn't mean it's safe. In fact, new research from Stanford University suggests that the flavoring in the juice may be harmful regardless of nicotine levels. No more junk food. To improve your teen's unhealthy eating habits, point out that he's fallen prey to big marketing. When junk food's appeal was framed as a construct of marketing campaigns, teens, especially boys, made healthier food choices, research at the Chicago Booth School of Business found. Take a break. If you dream of learning to code or playing the piano, you know practice makes perfect. But early on, take lots of short breaks. In a new NIH study, right-handed participants typed a series of numbers with their left hands for 10 seconds, then took a 10-second break. Their brainwave patterns showed they learned mostly during the rest periods, not when they were actively typing. Yo-yo diet mistakes. After cutting out carbs, you went down a pant size. After a few weeks of TGIF beers, you're right back up where you started. Yes, this kind of yo-yo dieting is frustrating, and now research from Columbia University has linked it to cardiovascular disease factors like higher BMI and elevated blood pressure. While being overweight is also associated with poor heart health, fight the urge to transform your diet overnight. Instead, make one small change at a time to maintain a lifestyle you can live with, says Brooke Agarwal, ED, senior author of the study. Inhaler 101. Research finds that 42% of kids make errors with their asthma inhalers, and teens are more likely than kids to make mistakes. For instance, they may not use a spacer, the canister that helps deliver 83% of the medicine to the lungs, compared to just 34% without it. Teens think spacers are just for younger kids, but that's not true, says study author Wahida Samadi, MD. Give your kid a refresher so everyone can breathe easier. Take the cap off the inhaler and shake it. Attach the spacer. Exhale and push down once on the inhaler's canister. Draw in a very slow breath from the spacer. Hold your breath for 5 seconds. If you're prescribed 2 puffs, wait 30 to 60 seconds and then repeat. 20%, that's 1 in 5 children, won't drink any water today, according to new research from Penn State. Instead, they'll go for sweeter beverages and consume twice as many calories from sugary drinks as kids who do get some water. Talking consent. Sex can be awkward and confusing at any age, and teens especially might struggle with what constitutes consent. High school boys and both girls both thought that a girl's silence meant she was enjoying herself and consenting, according to a recent Brown study. And yet the same girls said their friends would convey refusal non-verbally, say by leaning away, and most boys said their friends would proceed until they heard an explicit no. Clearly, it's time to discuss consent with your kids. Ask them about nuances, says study author Lindsay Orkowski with Brown's Warren Alpert Medical School. If yes means yes and no means no, does yes still mean yes after someone's had 3 drinks? 4 facts you should know about osteoporosis. Every 3 seconds worldwide, someone breaks a bone because of osteoporosis, and 80% of those people are women. Here's what you need to know about the disease. 1. Age matters. About 1 in every 2 women over the age of 50 in the U.S. will break a bone due to osteoporosis. 2. Hormones. A drop in estrogen levels during menopause can lead to bone loss. It's possible to lose up to 20% of your bone density during the 5 to 7 years after the start of menopause. 3. Medical care. More women are hospitalized for osteoporosis each year than for heart attacks, strokes, or breast cancer. And 4. Family history. The disease is often hereditary, but you do have some control. Taking preventative measures like adding strength training to your regular fitness routine can help prevent it. Next from Good Housekeeping, why work is better with pets. Companies that allow 4-legged companions could see a boost in productivity and job satisfaction. Animal-friendly offices are happier. A 2012 study by researchers at Virginia Commonwealth University found that staff members who brought their dogs to work felt less stressed throughout the day compared with those in-office pets. Without in-office pets, interacting with a dog at work, even if it's not yours, helps lower anxiety too, adds Jennifer Fearing, author of Dogs at Work, A Practical Guide to Creating Dog-Friendly Workplaces. Pets promote hard work. Workplaces that allow animals can benefit from a boost in productivity. Owners who don't have to run home to take care of a cat or dog can end the workday at a natural stopping point instead of potentially cutting it short. Both pet owners and those who have access to animals may cope better with unpleasant tasks if they can scratch a furry head. And Fearing adds that those who don't have a pet at home may appreciate seeing one at the office. They help coworkers break the ice. Animals encourage the creation of human relationships, especially across departments and among those who might not otherwise interact. When there's a dog, you're more likely to engage with one another and forge stronger ties, Fearing explains. You could go by a colleague's desk or office to see the dog and find things to work on together that you might otherwise not. And boundaries make it better. Welcoming pets to an office requires rules. The best programs are administered by a committee that includes HR representatives and workers who are not excited about the pets, Fearing says. Most successful pet-friendly offices have animal-free zones and require a formal application for each pet brought in, including vaccination records and a pledge to clean both the animal and its bedding regularly. Three great pet-friendly workplaces: Good Housekeeping Seal Star Bissell of Grand Rapids, Missouri, or Michigan, I'm sorry. Upwards of 70% of employees at the floor care company have pets, so a pet spot at headquarters provides kennels, toys, and a dog bath so workers can have meetings while their pups play. Amazon in Seattle, more than 7,000 dogs are registered to work every day at the Internet Giant's headquarters, which has its own doggy deck. A campus building is named after an at-work corgi, Rufus. And last, Cliff Bar & Company, Amaryville, California. Employees get time off to volunteer for animal-related causes as well as a discount on pet insurance. From Woman's Day, what moderation really means. Can you truly eat anything as long as you don't overdo it? Here, some guidance from Joy on balancing meals the healthy way. And the expert, Joy Bauer, RDN. You've heard it before, definitely from me. Go ahead and enjoy your favorite foods. Just do so in moderation. It's a phrase meant to help prevent feelings of deprivation when you're trying to maintain a healthy diet. And while in theory it's sage advice, in reality it's meaningless. That's because it's too ambiguous to be helpful and can be problematic for those trying to maintain or lose weight. Take my friend Lisa, who defines moderate as a small slice of cake or pie twice a week. She's got the right idea. But her husband Tom, who also loves dessert, is convinced it means a sweet treat twice a day. One study from the journal Appetite illustrates just how wishy-washy the term can be. Researchers found that the more a person liked a certain food, the more forgiving he or she was with the word moderation. For example, Tom's twice-a-day sweets habit is moderate in his mind because he'd actually like to eat treats three or four times a day. Ha ha! To figure out what moderation means in your day-to-day eating, here's some help. I follow a 90-10 approach, which means I make 90% of my food choices healthy, leaving 10% wiggle room for my favorite indulgences such as pizza, cookies, and ice cream. By the time you've loaded up on wholesome picks, there's not much room left for the less nutritious stuff. And there's a little chart at the right I will get to in a second. If you're counting calories, try to limit treat foods to 150 to 200 total calories a day. And don't forget to enjoy yourself. So Joy's plan for healthy moderation? Starches. Servings to aim for. 1 to 2 per meal, about 100 calories each serving. An approximate serving would be 1 cup of cold cereal, 1 slice of bread, 1/2 cup of cooked rice or pasta, 3 ounces of any kind of potato. Examples would be 1/2 of a bagel at breakfast, sandwich with 2 slices of bread at lunch, 1/2 of a large potato at dinner. Or skip starches at breakfast and lunch and enjoy 2 cups of pasta at dinner. Indulgences. Servings to aim for about 200 calories a day or about 700 calories twice a week, one or the other, not both. Examples, 1 of these daily, 1/2 of a scoop of ice cream, 1 ounce chocolate, small fast food fries, 2 to 3 small cookies, 1/2 of a slice of pie or cake, or biweekly, 1 large slice or 2 small slices pizza, two-piece fried chicken entree, a cheeseburger, chocolate milkshake, or a restaurant dessert. And alcohol? Servings to aim for, up to one standard drink per day for women. Approximate serving would be 12 ounces of regular beer, 5 ounces of wine, 1.5 ounce shot of distilled spirits. From Family Circle, breakfast, eat, and run. As you rush out the door, grab one of these handy morning meals. These are some ready-made things you can purchase. First, Maker Overnight Oats. Set yourself up for success by soaking your oats overnight. Try apple and coconut, mulberry and chia, or banana and coffee. These are available for $10 for 5 individual pouches. Purely Elizabeth Ancient Grain Granola Mini. Superfood seeds join this lightly sweet granola. The best part, you can pour the milk right into the bag. This is from purelyelizabeth.com for $4. Kodiak Cakes Flapjack Unleashed. Stir in water, zap 60 seconds, and you have a fluffy cup of pancakes you can eat on the road. $2. Bob's Red Mill Better Bar. These bars are long on flavor. They're all based on peanut butter and oats and virtue. Whole grain, vegan, non-GMO. It's a win-win. $2 each. Cleo Greek Yogurt Bars. The yogurt here is so creamy, it's more like cheesecake. Plus, these bars are covered in chocolate, making them the perfect mate for coffee. They're $1.50 apiece. Ready to Thrive brand smoothies. Add liquid to this recyclable cup filled with frozen fruit. Toss the mixture in the blender, pour back into the cup, and head out. This is available at Target for $4. Jimmy Dean Delights Frittatas. Imagine a turkey sausage and veggie diner omelet with the convenience of a muffin. Bonus, two have just 220 calories, $7. And Del Monte Fruit and Chia. The flavored chia makes this a modern take on the fruit cup, and it packs in the fiber so you won't be starving later. Those are $2.50. It looks like a two-pack. From Good Housekeeping, what our scientists are testing? Diapers. Since they're such a critical staple before potty training, our fiber scientists diligently analyze construction, softness, and absorbency to find the best of the best. Here's what we do. A liquid retention test. We place a 10-pound weight on each freshly wetted diaper to make sure the fluid stays inside. A pooling test. After shaping each diaper so it's cupped, we pour liquid on it all at once and assess how quickly all the fluid is absorbed. And the Good Housekeeping Seal Star, Pampers Swaddlers diapers. Our scientists say their cores absorb fluid quickly, and they don't leak under pressure, and our panel rated them soft, so baby will stay comfy. The GH Seal Star Pampers Swaddlers diapers from $12.50, pampers.com. And we've got from Woman's Day, how can I stop getting junk mail? We've got a consumer tech expert, Katie Linendahl, credit card and insurance offers. You can submit an opt-out request at optoutprescreen.com, authorized by the four major consumer credit reporting agencies. You'll stop receiving offers for 5 years. Go one step further by mailing in signed forms, and your name will be taken off the list permanently. For catalogs and ads, using the Paper Karma app, snap pictures of your physical junk mail, and the app will help you get your name either deleted from direct mail databases or put on direct mail suppression lists. That service costs $1.99 a month. You can pause it whenever you like, or $19.99 a year. And for spam emails, every time an unwanted automated email lands in your inbox, click the unsubscribe button at the bottom of the message. Unlike mass unsubscribe services that need access to your email, this manual method is effective and ensures your privacy. Also from Women's Day, end of summer gazpacho. Active time and total time are 15 minutes. This serves two at a cost per serving, $2.68. Coarsely chop a half a small cantaloupe, about a pound, peeled and seeded, and one Persian cucumber. Place in a blender along with 1 pound very ripe tomatoes cut into wedges, half of a small shallot, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 teaspoons red wine vinegar, and a half teaspoon salt, and puree until smooth. Serve drizzled with olive oil and sprinkled with pepper. Family Circle. Last episode, I was doing a dinner today, lunch tomorrow series. I've got one left from that. So the dinner portion would be chipotle corn chili. In a large heavy pot, heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil over medium high. Add 1 medium red onion diced and cook 4 minutes. Add 4 cloves garlic chopped and cook 1 minute. Stir in 1/4 cup chili powder and cook 30 seconds. Add 1.5 pounds ground beef and 3/4 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring to break up until cooked through about 5 minutes. Stir in 1 28-ounce can of crushed tomatoes, 1 15.5-ounce can red kidney beans, drained and rinsed, 1 15.5-ounce can pinto beans, drained and rinsed, 1 cup frozen corn, 1 to 2 chipotles in adobo, finely minced, and 3/4 teaspoon salt. Reduce the heat to low. Cover and simmer 15 minutes. Serve 1.5 cups chili in each of 4 bowls with the desired toppings, and that serves 4. Microwaved rice absorbs the chili's delicious flavors and excess liquid, making it burrito ready for your lunch, chili, rice, and spinach burrito. Combine a scant 2/3 cup of the chipotle corn chili, which you just had for dinner, with 1/3 cup cooked white or brown rice, a handful of chopped baby spinach, and some shredded extra sharp cheddar. Wrap in a burrito-sized multi-grain tortilla and heat when you're ready to eat. Serves 1. That was a good series. From Family Circle, we've got Barcode. In the time it takes to make a basic brownie, you could whip up one of these next-level bars, which your kids would call extra and mean that as high praise. Let's see how many I get done of these. First, combining fresh berries and raspberry preserves delivers a fruity burst of bright flavor. For a PB&J twist, you can replace a quarter cup of the butter with 1/4 cup of peanut butter in this next one called Raspberry Crumb Bars. This makes 24 bars. Prep time is 20 minutes. Bake time 35. You need 2 sticks unsalted butter at room temperature, 3/4 cup packed light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons old-fashioned oats, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 cup chopped walnuts, optional, 1 container or 6 ounces fresh raspberries, 3/4 cup seeded raspberry preserves, and confectioner's sugar for dusting, optional. Heat your oven to 375. Line a 13x9x2 inch baking pan with foil or parchment, leaving a 2-inch overhang on the long sides. In a stand mixer, beat the butter and brown sugar until smooth. Beat in vanilla, scraping down the sides of the bowl. On low speed, beat in the flour, 1/2 cup of oats and salt until the dough comes together. Press 2 cups dough into the bottom of a prepared pan in a thin layer. Bake 10 minutes. Meanwhile, with your hands, mix 2 tablespoons of oats and the walnuts, if you're using them, into the remaining dough, crumbling into small pieces. In a medium bowl, stir together raspberries and raspberry preserves. Remove pan from oven, spread raspberry mixture over the crust, and sprinkle with crumbs. Return to the oven and bake 25 minutes. Cool slightly and dust with confectioner's sugar, if you're using it, and then cut into bars. Next, coconut almond brownies remind us of one of our favorite candy bars with a rich chocolate base topped with creamy sweet coconut. And they're called coconut almond brownies, 24 bars, prep times 25 minutes, microwave 1.5 and bake 35. You need 1.5 sticks unsalted butter, 4 ounces unsweetened chocolate broken apart, 2 cups sugar, 4 large eggs, 1 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1/2 plus 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup mini semi-sweet chocolate chips, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 4 cups sweetened flake coconut, 1 cup cream of coconut, 1 large egg white, 1/2 teaspoon almond extract, another pinch of salt, and toasted sliced almonds. Heat your oven to 350. Line a 13 by 9 by 2 inch baking pan with foil. Combine butter and chocolate in a large glass bowl. Microwave 1.5 minutes. Then whisk until smooth. Whisk in the sugar until blended. Then whisk in eggs one at a time. With a wooden spoon, stir in the flour and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Then stir in mini chips and vanilla. Pour into prepared pan, spreading to the edges. Bake 25 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together coconut, cream of coconut, egg white, almond extract, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Remove brownie from oven and spread coconut mixture on top. Return to the oven and bake 10 minutes. Cool completely. Then cut into bars, topping each with a few toasted almond slices. And the last one, you'll be making up reasons to say surprise. These birthday cake cookie bars taste as good as they look. Mix 24, prep time 20, bake time 25. You need 2 sticks unsalted butter at room temperature, 1 1/4 cups granulated sugar, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, 3 tablespoons sprinkles. And then for the frosting, 1 stick unsalted butter at room temperature, 1/4 cup vegetable shortening, 2 cups confectioner's sugar, 1 tablespoon milk, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract, 3 to 4 tablespoons sprinkles. Heat your oven to 350. Line a 13 by 9 by 2 baking pan with foil. In a stand mixer, beat butter until smooth. Beat in sugar, baking powder, and salt. Beat in eggs 1 at a time, scraping down sides of the bowl after each. Beat in vanilla. Beat in flour just until blended, then stir in the sprinkles. Spread into the prepared pan. Bake until browned at the edges and firm 25 minutes. Cool completely. Make the frosting by beating together butter, shortening, confectioner's sugar, milk, vanilla, and salt. Spread over cooled bars. Top with sprinkles and cut into bars. From Family Circle, what your teen means. They say tea, as in T-E-A. Definition, gossip or shade. To sip tea means to listen to gossip, usually enthusiastically. To spill tea means to share gossip. In a sentence, Sansa couldn't help but spill the tea about Jon Snow immediately. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.